Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Full of frustration.
Silly mistakes again.
Full of despair.
I don't even know if I'll have a club tomorrow.
From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation.
It could be League Two next season.
Bolton are down, Norwich are down.
Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory.
Get in!
Pride.
It's been a joy to watch.
Passion.
Nanny!
In search of silverware.
MLS Cup champions, baby!
And they found...
ATL.
Orlando!
Major League Soccer.
Oh yes, we are back with another episode of the MLS UK show. This is Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
Welcome along. Bring to your attention early doors. Orlando City still unbeaten. The run continues, baby.
This is the MLS UK show.
The MLS UK show with Lucid FC, a distinctively modern, casual fashion label. Take a look at lucidfc.us or lucidfc.co.uk and see why celebrities love the look. This season's current line is called What's Your Effing Club? Which is your ref? Football, fashion, or film? If it's football, you're in the right place. Film, the MLS UK show podcast is now available to watch on YouTube. But fashion, it's always lucidfc.us or lucidfc.co.uk.
Is that a good place to start, or will that just annoy you?
No, not really, because, yeah, you're unbeaten, but you couldn't beat Atlanta, so you can't be that good.
No, I'll give you that. It was one of the worst games I've seen. It was so boring. I presume you watched it.
Yeah, I mean, there were plenty of other games that night that I wish I would have watched instead, but yeah. Oh well.
No, I'll go with that. The thing for me was, and I tweeted this as well, if in another season Orlando would have gone to Atlanta on the road and changed what, like, 9-10 players, we had 9 or 10 starters unavailable due to injuries and internationals, I'd be fearing the worst would be an understatement. I know it's a different Atlanta these days, but I think it's also a different Orlando. I think it was a real illustration of how things have changed, but certainly a few moments where Orlando could have won the game, but I think a draw was a fair result because it was so boring to watch.
Yeah, it was. I agree with that. And you'll get used to it, mate. As a good team now, teams are happy taking points off you. So, yeah, Atlanta, happy with a point for that. And it still means you've only beaten us once, which I can deal with. Well, we're going to talk more about what happened this weekend and in MLS very soon. But I guess before that, we need to start the show with how we normally start the show, with the game with a changing name.
Indeed. I have got one for you today that is a big player in the UK, I'm going to say. I saw that they'd played in MLS, and I don't know, it kind of jogged my memory a bit. I was like, yeah, I think that does seem right, but I wasn't sure, and I'm pretty sure we haven't done them before on the game with a changing name. So I will give you the career path of a player who was born in 1979.
Right.
And is still playing to this day at the age of 40.
Wow, okay.
Once I give you the career path of their UK clubs, their MLS club as well, you've got to work out who it is, okay? You ready?
Okay, go on.
So, born in Edinburgh, they started their career with Hibs in 1998.
Right.
They made 45 appearances. They also played for Rangers and Celtic. Don't approve of that one. Derby in 2007 to 2008. Would that have been when they were in the Premier League?
Yes.
That horrible season where they set the record low.
Yeah, 10 points. They beat one team and that was Newcastle. I remember that.
Moved back to Rangers. Also played for Cardiff City in 2012 before moving to Vancouver Whitecaps. Played 2 years in Canada in MLS. Mm. Returned to Rangers, then Livingston, then Dundee, and at the age of 40 is still playing at Partick Thistle.
Wow, I didn't know that. I know who it is. For some reason, I walked in today, and when you said, oh, I've got someone, I didn't know he played in MLS, or I did know, and whatever you said, but I had Robert Earnshaw in my head. I thought, he's going to do Robert Earnshaw. He's going to do it. It's not Robert Earnshaw, but I do know who it is. This player, yeah, didn't have a prolific career in England, but has been very prolific in Scotland and very controversial with the teams he's played for. I know who this is, but do you know who this is?
Message us. You can tweet us at MLS UK Show. Same on Instagram as well. Don't just wait. Don't just skip to the end because we'll know if you've cheated. All right. Somehow we've not devised quite how yet that technique. But yeah, get involved. You can also drop us an email as well. hello@MLS.show.
I'm relaxed. I'm very relaxed. Normally, the ones you've done recently, I've been like, oh, I don't have a clue who that is. And then it only clicks right at the end. And for the whole show, I'm like, who is that player? I know who it is this week, so I can relax.
Since you know who it is,
yeah,
just confirm to me that we haven't done them before.
I don't think we have.
No, I don't think we have. But then I was like, I don't know why I haven't.
No, I think he scored one really good goal for Vancouver. And I can picture it in my head. And he obviously scored others. He did all right. So, yeah, let us know if you think you know. Right, so let's not hesitate any longer. We've already spoke about Atlanta v Orlando. Let's speak about some of the results that's happened. Mm. Two things we need to mention from the midweek games last week. First of all, Gonzalo Higuain got his first goal in MLS.
Off the mark.
A rocket from a free kick.
A goal. And it's one free kick more than he scored in all of his time in Europe.
never
scored a free kick. And then here we go. Here we are, MLS. My question is, okay, great that he's off the mark.
Yeah.
Great for the league that he's here. Don't get me wrong. Who at Miami has gone, need a free kick taker? Gonzalo, you've never scored a free kick. I'll tell you what, you take it.
Yeah, and if any team should know good free kick takers, it's the team that's owned by David Beckham.
Maybe Beckham knows something. Maybe he's just, I don't know. Did he take many free kicks, Higuain, when he was in Europe? I don't know. I just know that he didn't score any. Like, maybe he never took one, and Beckham's like, why didn't he take free kicks? He's great at them.
Yeah, but it's like in the schoolyard, isn't it? The best player takes the penalties, the free kicks, and although he has already took a penalty and missed.
Yeah.
And let's face it, this shot was in the top corner as well. So, maybe he's just done the same shot as what he did for the penalty.
Strange that he can't do it from 12 yards, but he can do it from outside the box.
Yeah.
But yeah, good to see him off the mark. Miami as well, off the bottom, which is a key thing because you don't want to become the Cincinnati situation. No. And I mean, we'll get to DC later on, but they are now rock bottom of the MLS Supporter Shield.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking to James Graham from the DC United Kingdom podcast. I had a chat with him the other day. Although I must say, and we're going forward a bit here, but I never want a team, unless it's they play in Atlanta or play in Orlando, I never want a team to win or lose. But I was kind of happy that DC lost against Chicago because if DC would have won, it would have meant this chat we did the other day with James would just we might as well bin it. Yeah. Because suddenly they're back in form. But no, we lost. One more from that night. LA Galaxy 3, Portland Timbers 6. I mean, we thought that the strange results were limited to the Premier League, and MLS went, hold my drink, we're going to have a 6-3.
Yeah, and LA are only 3 points off the bottom now. That's beginning to get very worrying. I think for a team of that size, with the big signing they made as well, I think there was a lot of eyes on them this year. Maybe expecting, I would say this year I was expecting better things from LA Galaxy than I have probably since I've been watching MLS.
Oh yeah, I thought there'd be definitely playoffs.
But that's looking increasingly unlikely. Teams already starting to clinch playoff berths now, and LA are 24th out of 26, which is not looking promising.
No, not good at all. LA going then to this weekend that's just been. LA Galaxy didn't play. They were meant to play Colorado. Mm. Of course, COVID cases meant that was postponed. Same with Orlando v Columbus as well.
Yeah.
Matches that did go ahead. You mentioned there about teams starting to clinch playoff berths. Toronto FC, first team. Congratulations to them. And they've been the top of the top of the East,
top of the whole thing,
and they've just been doing their own, they've been getting the wins here and there. They've been doing it. They're not being fancy. They're not winning 4 or 5 nils. They're just getting results. They've won 1-0 the last two games, both away, and they're smashing it. Well done.
They do look a really, really unbreakable side, to be honest with you. They're 3 points clear of Philly, who have played the same amount of games, by the way. Points per game, 2.18. Philly's is 2, exactly. So, it could all change in a couple of games. That could change again. But you feel like Toronto are always going to feel like a bigger club than Philly. But I'm dead proud that Philly are up there, because we always say this, we always give them credit. They're so stable. They know exactly what they want from games. They know what they want from their youth team. Jim Curtin works really well with Ernst Tanner to really drive that dream that they've got. And they are really starting to show their teeth now, and obviously made the playoffs last year, won their first ever playoff game in MLS history. And they're going to be in there this year, almost guaranteed that they're going to make the playoffs. And I really back them to do well this year.
Yeah, me too. And you've got two sides there that it's like you said, they're organised, they're stable, they're keeping it tight at the back. And in the playoff games, if you can do that, and we always trust that the majority of MLS teams are going to score goals.
Yeah.
Then it's a winning combination. So watch out for them in the playoffs. Inter Miami kicked off the weekend by beating Houston 1-0 in a very wet Miami. Luis Morgan has got the penalty. Luis Morgan is shining. I know Higuain's always going to have the noise about him, but Luis Morgan's playing really well, isn't he?
Yeah, do you know what? It's almost nice, I think, that Higuain's come in. We've mentioned this before with big DP signings. They come in, obviously the younger players learn off them, but they also just, they bear the brunt of it. You look at any team, the DP players are the ones you look to. LA not doing well, okay, down in 24th, first thing we do is, oh, Chicharito not going well. Do you know what I mean? We're not blaming anybody else in the team, which is wrong. I think the first thing you do is kind of look at the stars. Higuain misses a penalty, or they're losing games. Luis Morgan, the pressure's off, and I think that's allowing him to flourish a little bit as well.
Yeah, his career in England was it was okay. I mean, he's a professional football player, so he's had an okay career. But I think he's going to play for Inter Miami. He's gone to the States. First of all, I'm quite surprised that he's not in the Scotland team.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe the next group of international games. But yeah, he could come back to the UK at some point. Mm. And at the moment, he will go to Jack Harrison, he'll go to a top-end championship player, Premier League team. Atlanta got beat. I'm not going to talk about Atlanta, because Atlanta are just Atlanta. They're in the playoffs at the moment in the East. But 1-0 defeat to New York Red Bulls. Caden Clark, 17 years old. He officially signed for New York Red Bulls that morning from Red Bulls 2, and it was a thing with Minnesota's rights and whatever. Did you see what I tweeted on our MLS UK show Twitter account?
I haven't seen it.
Caden Clark, 17 years old. Would you like to have a guess at which song was number one in the US charts when he was born?
17 years old.
It was 27th of May, 2003.
2003. You're looking at Outkast, 50 Cent was prominent.
Yeah.
Eminem would have been around.
Yeah.
Crazy Frog, probably. give me a clue.
It's 50 Cent.
Oh, wow. So I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. 2003. Yeah. That's okay.
It's what? Not Indie Club.
Candy Shop?
No, I'll give you a lyric to a song.
Okay.
I love you like a fat kid.
Yes, 21 questions.
21 questions.
I nearly just said 21 questions. I so nearly said it. And I was like, no, I think that was earlier.
How old does that make you feel? 21 questions was number one when he was born and he's scoring in MLS.
I hate it. I hate that so much.
So well done, Caden Clark. And yeah, I'm sure it'd be the first of many. Elsewhere, Vancouver Whitecaps beat RSL and New England Revolution. They're doing things. I mean, they're not doing it like Toronto are, but they're getting results when we need to. They're in the playoff zone now. A very impressive 2-1 win at New York City FC, who are back at the Yankee Stadium now.
Yeah, and shout out to New England. They had two New England players in my first FIFA Ultimate Team pack when I opened it last weekend. So I can't say that I've got Gustavo up front because he's not really good enough. But yeah, they're kind of doing the whole Philly under the radar thing. I think last season, over a year ago now when Friedel was in charge, but they were getting the headlines for all the wrong reasons because they were so bad, still managed to turn it around. So I don't think it was ever really in doubt that they were going to do well this year because of how well Arena got them playing at the end of last season. So yeah, they're just behind NYCFC and above New York Red Bulls, who have had a indifferent season, but they're definitely there's no way they don't make playoffs, and that's great.
Yeah, we're on the home straight now. Is it six games? Maybe, well, six for some, probably eight for others. Colorado probably have half a season left.
I'm finding bizarre is the fact that you mentioned Atlanta. All jokes aside, they're 20th out of 26, yet still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
How is that happening?
It's because MLS love Atlanta and would rather have a playoff with them in it than without them.
Atlanta could finish bottom and they go, right, we'll have another tournament. Let's just have another tournament and the winner wins the shield.
Yeah, or they could have the playoffs. So it's a playoff to get in the playoffs to get in the playoffs. LAFC 3-1 against Seattle. LAFC this episode are doing well. Next week or next episode, they'll be back to losing again.
It's so bizarre because what's happening here is they are getting good results, then they're having poor results, but it means that they're still averaging just as many points as everyone else.
Yeah,
you know, we just talked about Orlando going on an unbeaten run, and again, all jokes aside, yeah, they get 3 points and then maybe they draw the next two games and then they get 3 points. But LAFC end up with the same amount of points, whether they get hammered one week and win the next. And so it's really evening out. And I look at teams like SKC and Minnesota having a really good season. LAFC, not at all. Yeah, they're sandwiched in the middle of both those teams. So, yeah, fair play to them because they do... They're like Atlanta. I fully believe Atlanta will somehow scrape in. They've just got that mentality, and you can't buy that. You know, that's fair play to the way that the club's been set up. They're winners, and so they will make the playoffs. Just going about it a different route or route, depending on where you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, the irony would be is that if LAFC won it this year, which for the record, I don't think they will, but if they won it this year compared to last year when there was like they were winning everything and then failed, and then they might win it this year.
Yeah.
Unpredictable. We should say FC Dallas and Minnesota was also postponed. Philadelphia won, as we've mentioned. So did Toronto. SKC 2, Nashville 1. They had to come back from behind SKC. Hurtado with an absolute stunner. One of the goals of the season. It's going to be, if they do a goal of a season sort of poll like we do here in England, that will be one of them. And SKC, they've turned it around this year. It was difficult last year. They've turned it around this year. And they'll make the playoffs and there'll be challenges as well.
I think SKC are currently what I would call my typical MLS team. Terrible one year, really good the next.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we love this league.
And rounding it off, Portland 3-0 against San Jose. It was San Jose's, again, every alternate game they'll lose and then they'll win the next one. So
And we've been really complimentary about Seattle and how they are just always there. They're always there. But to be fair to Portland, barring a couple of years, you'd have to say the same thing, and they're now level on points at the top of the West with Seattle, so fair play.
Yeah, exactly, and fair play as well, because Vancouver played on that pitch the night before.
Yeah.
And it looked all right, Portland getting a win. It could be very difficult when that, especially as the weather starts to get colder now, it could be really difficult heading into the end of the season doing that. But no, credit to Portland. Right then, we're going to talk to James Graham of DC United Kingdom very soon. But next, I'm taking a trip to Colorado.
MLS UK show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
So we've been all over America and Canada in Henry's guide to, and today we're off somewhere that's definitely on my list of places to visit.
Yes, I need to say thank you to Troy, who got in touch, and my dad, actually, my dad Andrew. He, as soon as he heard the last episode, he emailed me going, I've got some facts for you here about Colorado.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, thanks for getting involved. So Troy sent a load in as well, and Brian also offered to, but because we'd had so many and I got some, I was like, well, we've got too many, but thanks for offering. So it's Henry's Guide to Colorado.
Famous, of course, for its country music.
Hey, you never know. Country music's famous all over America. Hey, Elliot!
Hey, Henry!
Did you know Colorado is known as the Centennial State because it was founded in 1876, 100 years after the Declaration of Independence?
I can't say I did know.
Colorado is the only state to ever turn down the Olympics.
Wow, why?
It was 1976 Winter Olympics, and the people of Colorado said, no, we don't want that because of the extra people coming, the pollution, the money that they spend on it. They would rather spend money on stuff that was actually beneficial for the state, so we turned it down.
Unique decision, but yeah, do go on.
Colorado's southwest corner borders Arizona, New Mexico and Utah. It's the only place in America where four corners of states meet.
I actually knew that.
It's weird, isn't it? Because the way in this country, it's all, I don't know, just like...
Yeah, wiggly lines.
Yeah, whereas in America, especially in the middle, it's very square. Rocky Ford is the melon capital of the world.
Wow.
And that's located in the Arkansas Valley.
I said it was on my list. I will definitely have to go because I do like melons.
Okay. I don't know if it's watermelons or just standard melons.
I'm not fussy, mate.
Famous people from Colorado include Tim Allen, the voice of Buzz Lightyear, and Kristen Davis from Sex and the City. Also, South Park is based there. Told you I'd get South Park in this.
I've got another one for you.
Go on.
Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Is he from Colorado?
He is.
Well, the famous people from website needs to update their, their website. And the trademark for the cheeseburger was given to a restaurant in Colorado. The Humpty Dumpty restaurant had the trademark for
it. Does that mean that no one else is allowed to do cheeseburgers?
If they are, then there's a lot of lawsuits coming their way. And this is one my dad sent me, right? And
go on, Andrew.
So he said that... did you know, he started off, so he pays attention.
He knows.
So on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Denver stands a boys' college that was built in 1911. Now, there's nothing exciting about that. The only exciting thing is the architects that designed the building were called Morris Briscoe and Henry Hewitt.
Henry Hewitt? Is that what you're named after?
No, but there has been another Henry Hewitt, and he designed the boys' college in Martin Luther King Boulevard in Denver.
Love
and,
that.
There you go. That is Henry's Guide. This Henry Hewitt, not the architect. Henry's Guide to Colorado.
Henry Hewitt, architect. where are we off to next?
Well, it's the listeners decide next.
Oh, okay.
So where have we done? We've done Vancouver, Colorado, Orlando, New York, New Jersey. We did Portland,
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati.
Kansas.
Kansas City. We'll have to write. There's some that I've forgotten as well, I'm sure.
Okay, let us know where you want us to go next. I'm voting Nashville, just because of the country music.
I vote against Nashville. Nashville will be the last one. We're going to string out the country music until it gets together.
I vote we do Nashville, but without this music.
We'll do like rock music.
Yeah.
We'll do, instead of Seattle, we'll do like Nirvana.
Bit of rap.
So we'll be back next time with another Henry's Guide to North America. DC is a place that we've not done. And speaking of DC, Do you like how I've done that? That's my radio.
Smooth.
radio mind going. So DC haven't had it good, have they, so far this season?
Not exactly. Probably being a bit kind. Currently bottom of the MLS Supporters Shield, 26th.
Yeah, is it 11 points they've got? They've just had a horrible season.
Yeah.
And now after 10 years, Ben Olsen, he's not officially left the building because he's still in there. He's still got a role with the club, but he won't be in the dugout. And, I mean, this is, whoever you support, this is a big moment in MLS because he was the longest serving manager and it's going to be big changes now at DC.
Yeah, I've never known any other manager in charge of DC, and I don't remember ever watching a game where Ben Olsen wasn't in charge, but personally not sure it was the right move, but I think he was sent to war with absolutely no ammo whatsoever.
Well, we spoke last week, DC United Kingdom's James Graham. He was on his lunch break at work, bless him, and he brought his DC United shirt in to do the interview on Zoom. So I caught up with him. We speak about what's next for DC and whether he agrees with you, whether it was the right move or not to sack Ben Olsen. Here's what happened in our chat.
The MLS UK show.
So joining me now on the MLS UK show is probably DC's biggest fan here in the UK, if not across the world, host of the DC United Kingdom podcast, James Graham, joins us on the show. How are you, James?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for that little intro. That was lovely, that. Thank you. Not too bad today. It could be a lot worse.
Well, it could be, yeah. I mean, you've got to be positive. Sure, DC are bottom of the conference, and you're without a head coach. But we'll talk about that in a moment. You know, first of all, how are you? How's this weird world that we live in treating you? And yeah, how are you coping?
It has been a bit of a weird year, hasn't it? It's for me personally, I've had to have two tests already, which is not great because it's not the pleasant experience. But thankfully, negative. All my family are good, so all good in that aspect. How about you?
Yeah, not bad. I had the symptoms early on. So, I had it before it was cool, as you keep telling everyone. I'm all good. I'm glad MLS is back, even though our teams aren't necessarily doing as we'd hoped they'd do. But at least my team has kind of got out of their rut, which involved beating your guys. It's not really been the season you'd hoped for, had it?
No, not at all. Apart from the three restarts, the multiple injuries, nothing's gone our way this year. So it couldn't get much worse. Bottom of the league, bottom of the conference, bottom of the support shield. Things can only get better.
Yes. And with that comes a new head coach. I mean, before we talk about whether it was the right decision and what you think, what sort of legacy is Ben Olsen going to leave at DC?
I mean, from what I've been reading on Twitter and on the socials so far since last night, people are remembering him fondly, and they're remembering the good stuff from his playing days, the fact that he was a legend back then. The coaching aspect, I don't think he's going to be remembered too fondly. Granted, he got us a US Open Cup, and that was another season where we finished bottom, but he managed to win something, followed by another great year. But yeah, I think everything's going to look positive with him. I don't think anyone's going to think negatively. And he's still at the club.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, 10 years at any club is a fantastic achievement, whether it be MLS or in England or wherever. So was it the right decision then? Should they have got rid of him?
Yeah, and you look at the performance this year, and as I just said about the injuries, the fact that we've had three restarts, the restarts themselves, everyone's in the same boat, so we can't use that as an excuse. The only thing that we can use is the fact that we've had some major injuries to our star players. But even then, that's what you've built a roster for, isn't it? You build a squad, you're supposed to have those players who would come in and still play at the same level. We just haven't had that, and that's down to, unfortunately, Ben and the general manager. And it is the right decision. It's been too many years. We've had the likes of Rooney. We got into the playoffs, but we didn't go any further than that. It was time.
I mean, was this the right time? Because you say there about the playoffs and how it's been a few years that you got in it once because of Wayne Rooney, let's face it. And other than that, you've been roundabouts where you are now. So should this have come sooner?
It's a tricky one. I think everyone's, because it's Ben and he's one of our own, everyone wants to give him that opportunity. I think everyone wanted to give him the opportunity at Audi Field because he was there at RFK and he's obviously seen the transition. So given the opportunity, the fact that we had the new stadium, we had more fans coming in, and we had the likes of Wayne, given everyone wants to see how he did with that. Now we've lost the Wayne, we've lost Lucho. Yeah, now is the time to get rid of him. I think possibly at the end of last season, but one more year couldn't hurt, and unfortunately it did hurt.
Should he have done more when Rooney was there than in Lucho? Like you said about the playoffs, but let's face it, going out on penalties, it's Columbus Crew, was it, who knocked you out?
I mean, first in 2018, yeah. I mean, that was a great game, great atmosphere. I remember staying up to watch that one, and you could just see the whole crowd getting involved. And I think the fact that we lost on penalties, that's a lottery. So you can't really do too much about that. And granted, they had Zach Steffen in goal, who's a great penalty saver, so I wasn't too bothered about that. When 2019 rolled around and the whole Lucho saga with PSG and the fact that Wayne Rooney was visibly upset and he needed to go back to England, that was the time, I think.
Yeah, it just seems that you haven't recovered from that Toronto defeat. You just haven't recovered at all, have you?
No, not at all. It hurt badly that the five. When you get a last minute equaliser, you think that should spur you on into extra time. It just didn't. I just didn't see what... I don't know what the heck happened in that game. So I'm watching and thinking, right, one goal down, two, three, four, five. Oh, no. It's happening all over again. I can't bear this. And yeah, that was not fun.
So now Ben's gone. What are you after? Because I guess with a lot of clubs, they've got like an identity of, oh, they'll go for a South American coach, or they'll go for an American coach or a British coach. DC have just had the same manager for 10 years, so it's a completely new start. So what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for someone with a bit more of an attack-minded philosophy. I want someone who knows how to keep a defence, because that's been DC's identity for the last 10 years, is the fact that we're always about the defence and we don't concede that many goals. Granted, this year has been a bit different, but we need someone who can add a bit more to the attack, because that is something we sorely miss at the moment. I think we scored 12 goals this year and that's it. So we need someone who can know how to get the best. Someone, for me, I want 4-4-2 back. Get that British formation back, because Ben played it until the last game. I was like, yes. But yeah, it's one of those things where you can see where we're lacking, and it is the attack. So we need someone who can do that.
So can DC's season this year be saved? He's 7 points off the playoffs. I know there's not many games left, but is it looking to next season now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this season is just a complete write-off now. All that we can hope for is that we don't get our lowest points tally this year. I think that's probably going to be the first aim, is to get over that hurdle. But the next hurdle is actually getting a point, because we've not had any points in the last four games. We've lost and scored one, so we need something quick. And that's just to get the confidence back, because it's been painful to watch at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the Atlanta game, and as we know, Atlanta have hardly been pulling up trees this season. And you actually made us look like the Atlanta of 2018. I was getting proper nostalgic throwback feels to it.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good for me, because it was just... our defence just weren't there in that game. I mean, as Adam Jean was just free in the box, the amount of times that we had gave you guys free headers from set pieces. I don't know what happened. And then Bora heading that back into the area, and Brooks Lennon's goal was something else. I'll have to give you that.
But the rest were poor defending.
Yeah.
So which players then on the pitch? Who's going to turn it round for you?
I mean, the ones that are currently out injured at the moment are the ones you'd normally expect. But Kevin Paredes, he's been a shining light in our dark season. He's been phenomenal. As soon as he's come in from the MLS's back tournament, and since then, he's been fantastic. Griffin Yao as well. It's the youth. in all honesty, the youth have been fantastic. They really have taken their chances and everyone's been pleased with them. They've really shown up, the older guys, I want to say. And that's what we need to look towards to, is to bring and integrate that youth even more. So we've got people like Eric Sauger, who scored nearly a goal a game in Estonia, granted, Estonia, but that confidence should be there. So we need people like that to really take it to the older guys, like, and show the likes of Ola Kamara. Gressel could do better this year. I know he's one of your favourite players from Atlanta days. We need more from them. It doesn't help when things like Paul Arriola have been out injured with his ACL. Edson Flores has been out injured for a long time. And I think our most recent signing, Jordi Reyna, he's looked really, really good. And I'm expecting him to do some decent things.
Well, I mean, some of the players you've mentioned there, and of course we know the issue with the MLS closing down for a few months. You have been unlucky this season, and I think it's important to remember that.
Yeah, like I said, at the start of the season, Paul Arriola, torn ACL. Edison Flores got a fractured cheekbone, multiple fractures. Ola Kamara's been in and out of the sides. We've had Mora out for a little bit, centre-back injuries. We've just had it all. I know Felipe, who's been on my show as well, he's been got a torn ACL as well. So two of those in 1 year, that's really unlucky.
Well, good luck for the rest of the season. You mentioned the... you've got to play Atlanta again yet, so not good luck for all the games, but you mentioned the show there. I mean, you're getting so many guests on. You must be really proud with how it's going so far.
Yeah, I'm just so chuffed with the club. They've been fantastic with me. I mean, I had Ben Orson on earlier on in the year. That was my first live show that I did, so that was nerve-wracking and awesome at the same time. I had some fantastic players on, Felipe, as mentioned, Russell Knaus as well. He's been on a couple of times. Julian Gressel's been on. Yeah, they've been fantastic, and long may that continue, because it's great to see, and it's great to see that they're willing to support someone who's just got this little podcast in the UK. And they're a great community, and all I can do is be thankful for that.
And what's the reaction of the fans been like? Because I always say because people ask us about, you know, covering MLS, but in the UK, and I feel that if it was the other way around and we were covering the Premier League in the US, I mean, the reaction in the UK wouldn't be that pleasant towards it, but we've had great reaction in America. Like, what's the reaction been like for the DC fans to you?
Oh, they absolutely love it. The next time I'm going out there, fingers crossed, I'm able to do a live show from Audi Field. So working on that, getting that in the pipeline, and I know a lot of guys, they want to come and meet me, and it's kind of weird. It feels like I'm a bit of a celeb, but I don't know. It's just like, it's strange. The feedback I get is constant greatness. And again, I'm thankful to the fans of the show for that. It's just, it warms my heart. Sounds cheesy, but I like it.
Good. Well, you're a celeb in our eyes. You were one of the MLS UK celebs.
Thank you.
So before you go, then tell anyone who's, even if you're not a DC fan, it's a great listen, James's podcast. How can people find you?
So on socials, so on things like Twitter, I'm at DC United Kingdom. I'm on YouTube as well now, so I do live shows. There's a website, DCUnitedKingdom.com, which has got all the links on there. So hit that up, check me out and say hello.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt. MLS UK show.
So thanks, James, for joining us on the MLS UK show. And for every DC fan, they must be very despondent, especially waking up this morning after losing to Chicago Fire. There's not many teams that can really kick you when you're down other than losing to Chicago Fire.
I feel for Ben Olsen. I feel for the fans as well. They're in that new stadium. Lost Wayne Rooney. Mm. I felt like Ola Kamara was maybe a good signing, but probably not a complete replacement for Rooney. And I just can't see it getting better until they improve that roster. But I've bored you with this before. They need more players, and they need good players. It's quite simple, really, when you dress it down, isn't it?
It is. Shipping goals for fun, which is not good, especially when you're not scoring that many either.
Now, from goals for fun to cards for fun. When watching the Atlanta v Orlando game the other night, the MLS UK show Derby, as it is genuinely being called on Twitter, we didn't even start that. I was shocked and appalled at Franco Escobar. How he remained on the pitch, I'm almost impressed at how he didn't get sent off at any point during that game. I know deep down you agree with me, even though you won't say it vocally.
There were
some interesting tackles.
He's just getting back at Orlando for the game before when you won 3-1. Was it a franchise record of most fouls in that game by Orlando, I believe? He's just getting you back for that.
Well, according to the official MLS stats, he is the player in the league with the worst disciplinary record this season.
We're top of something.
Well done, boys. Today's game with the changing name is a game of yellow card accumulation.
Oh, right, okay.
And obviously we'll start with Franco Escobar. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, Henry Hewitt, come on down. Franco Escobar has a league-leading 7 yellow cards in MLS. Now, higher or lower than Franco Escobar, Ben Sweat of Miami. Nearly said NYCFC then. Still not used to that.
I'm going to pretend I'm thinking about this, but I'm going to say lower.
It is lower. He's only got 3, so less than half. Higher or lower than Ben Sweat? Darwin Quintero of Houston Dynamo.
Higher.
It is higher. It's 4. Higher or lower than 4? Matt Polster of New England Revolution.
Lower?
It's lower. He's got 2. Now, Corey Baird of RSL, higher or lower than 2?
It's got to be higher.
It is higher. He's on a roll. He's double it. It's 4.
Oh, despicable.
Higher or lower than 4, Lucas Cavallini of Vancouver Whitecaps.
Higher.
It is higher. It's 6.
He just seems like a big guy. He just put himself about.
And final one.
Go on.
Higher or lower than 6, Bedoya of Philly.
For a clean sweep, I'm going to say lower.
No!
Oh,
it's higher.
Oh.
He's tied with Escobar on 7, but for some reason they've put Escobar on top because he's probably committed more fouls or something. I say probably. He has committed more fouls, obviously. It was a clean sweep until the end.
Can we just...
Edit that bit out. And higher or lower than 6?
Higher.
7. Yay!
Hey!
Well done.
I did better than last time. I did awful last time.
Also, a little side note here. Do you know when we record this at my place of work?
Yeah.
The other morning on the breakfast show, I did a little game of higher or lower and I needed some music. So I logged into our little page on this screen and I just used that. So the Jason Christ is Right actually made it to real life radio.
You always copyright now. I want to... £2.
Okay, I'll have half of that.
Right, looking forward to this week then in MLS. More midweek matches. We had a break for the other week.
It's relentless, isn't it?
It is. These are all on Wednesday evening / Thursday morning here in the UK. Right, I'm going to pick out a few games and I want you to... We're not doing predictions this year, but I think let's bring it back for 1 week. I want you to tell me who you think's going to win.
It's impossible at the minute.
We'll start with an easy one. It's the Helly's Rio Derby. FC Cincinnati versus Columbus Crew.
I mean, I'd be silly not to back Columbus. Don't know whether the game's going to go ahead, to be fair.
No, that's true.
But yeah, I'm easily backing Columbus. I'd go for a 2-0 win.
Orlando v New York City?
Tough game that, to be fair. Although Orlando are on a bit of a streak, New York have quietly sorted themselves out since a poor start to the season. So I'm going to go draw.
Toronto v New York Red Bulls.
You gotta go Toronto, haven't you? They just seem to find a way every single time.
Yeah, into Miami versus Atlanta United.
Couldn't care less, mate. I hope both the buses break down.
Vancouver versus LAFC. This is LAFC's what can we call it? Crap week.
And do you know what? In true spirit of this MLS season where Vancouver have been awful, then won random games, I'm going to say Vancouver win this 2-1.
LA Galaxy versus San Jose Earthquakes. So San Jose won, then lost, did they? So this is their win game.
Yeah, and again, I was going to say I'm going to back San Jose here because they're actually, believe it or not, they're actually doing all right. Mm. When you look at the standings, like they're seventh, it feels like they should be rock bottom.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, actually. So moving into the weekend, there's one match on Saturday evening for us in the UK. It's at 8:30, Chicago Fire versus SKC. This will be a nice game to round off Saturday soccer action for us here in the UK.
Yeah, I can't see anything other than a SKC win, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago, you know, well, I say they've been doing okay at home. They've beaten DC United, but
they're only a point ahead of Atlanta, to be fair.
I think that'll be a draw, personally.
Okay.
Right, Sunday morning, so this is Saturday night in North America. Montreal versus Inter Miami, and I know it's not in Montreal, it's at the Red Bull Arena, but still a long way to, I say a long way to travel. They've just been there, Inter Miami. So, Inter Miami slowly picking up some wins. Can they make the playoffs, do you think?
I think playoffs would be very impressive. At this point, it's very tight. So, presumably, Cincinnati and DC are not going to make it. But there's kind of enough with Montreal and Chicago, Atlanta, Nashville, Miami, they're all very, very close. It could be any of them, to be honest. A couple of wins here and there could change that all around. I think New York Red Bulls somehow are going to survive and make it. But with that, the amount of playoff spots is unbelievable. It's ironic that Orlando are actually doing well this year and didn't need the extra spot by the looks of it. But there's no reason why Miami couldn't. But the potential is going to be one of Montreal, Chicago, Atlanta, Nashville, or Miami. So they're in it. They're in with a big chance.
Big game then. Elsewhere, we've got New York Red Bulls versus Orlando City. So this is on Sunday night. Well, midnight on Monday morning here in the UK. Obviously, because Montreal are playing at the Red Bull Arena on Saturday night.
So. A game could not go ahead potentially.
Yes, you're right. But if it does,
I think this is crucial. I think it's a big game. I think this is one that Orlando could lose. It's the sort of game Orlando would lose. I hope not, because you know they've earned their spot in fourth. But with the game in hand, I'd really like to see them pick up 3 points. So I'll say that they'll win just through pure hope.
But I mean Orlando, they kind of settled, aren't they? And if you win a game in hand and win that one on Thursday, you've same points as Toronto, aren't you? So you've clinched the playoffs. So it's two wins really needed, and that's if every other team wins. So you should be fine. FC Cincinnati versus DC United. Good luck if you're watching that, because it's gonna that game is gonna be a tough watch. I think
they've both lost 10 games each. Cincinnati have won 3, DC have won 2. Enjoy that game if you can stomach it.
Toronto v Atlanta. Atlanta got some tough games coming up. I think if Atlanta can manage to get a result in one of them, then the playoff situation is on. If they lose them both, it's going to be really tough, I feel.
Yeah, same as I just mentioned, the Montreal, Chicago, Atlanta, Nashville, Miami cluster is going to be sorted out in the next few weeks. With Atlanta having some tough games, so we'll see where they stand in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've also got a potential Rocky Mountain derby, although as you said, it depends on Colorado Rapids. That could easily be called off at Dick's Sporting Goods Park against Real Salt Lake. Portland v LAFC. This is another one for LAFC. Is that we're not saying that LAFC won't make the playoffs. They will do, but Portland have been smashing it. Their joint points with Seattle. This is going to be a tough game for LAFC, and I think for me, in the home straight now, LAFC need to be picking up some form just to give them some confidence going into the playoffs.
Yeah, 100%. To be honest, I think that's what it's all about now. I think it's turning your attention to the playoffs. It's quite plain to see that there's four or five teams that are definitely going to be in them already. So they'll already be looking to gain that momentum, that confidence, that rhythm going into what is a lose and go home format.
Yeah. And LA Galaxy play Vancouver Whitecaps. And again, LA Galaxy's got to pick up results. They've got to win games like that. Even if they're not going to make the playoffs, just to have a strong end to the season and give them some hope going into next season.
Yes. I mean, that's the equivalent of DC Cincinnati, isn't it, in the West?
Yeah. Right, so that's what's coming up in MLS over the next 7 or 8 days.
So much in so little time. It's crazy.
Yeah, and there's also another round of fixtures before we're back. So, yeah, we'll be keeping our eye on it on at MLS UK Show on the socials. So we round off today's show with the answer to the game with changing name, and I've been relaxed. I've had my feet up all episode.
Well, let's hope you haven't got it wrong.
I know, that'd be embarrassing. And I think I know the answer. So who's he played for again?
Currently at age 40, born in 1979. This player started their career at Hibs, made 45 appearances, also played for Rangers and Celtic. Derby County in the Premier League for one season, back to Rangers, Cardiff City before a move to Vancouver Whitecaps in 2012, where they made 43 appearances and scored 13 goals. Go on, what's your guess?
Kenny Miller.
It is Kenny Miller, or as his Wikipedia states, Kenneth Miller.
Oh, does it say his middle name?
It doesn't, no.
Oh, he maybe didn't have one. Or maybe it's Kenny Kenneth Miller. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Well done if you got that right. Yeah, if you've commented below or tweeted us at MLS UK Show, we'll have another one next time. If you've got any suggestions for the game with a changing name, send them to elliot@mls.show on email. That's just if you send them to hello@mls.show, then I get them as well. So it just ruins the game.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening once again. I will endeavour to find another player for next week. It's becoming quite difficult. We're running out. Send me your suggestions fast. Enjoy the feast of soccer over the next couple of weeks as Orlando clinch their playoff berth for the first time in history.
I bet you do that before the next episode, and we've got to get the getting counter.
Really hope so.
I've put it away in the drawer because you didn't beat Atlanta, so I'll have to get it out again. Don't forget to rate us. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube as well. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll be back next time.
Clinched.
See ya. Sports Social Podcast Network.